is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide story that affects you. And this week, we are talking about the Mackinac Policy Conference. This is the time of year where a bunch of lawmakers and bigwigs head up to the island to talk policies, politics, and what's on their mind. So our question today is, who cares about the Mackinac Policy Conference? Why should someone who might never go to this conference pay any attention?
And we wanted to bring in someone who's been to a few of these, not just attending, but also behind the scenes, seeing what things are like as negotiations happen here. Former Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley, now the president of the Small Business Association of Michigan. Brian Calley, welcome to Mishmash.
It is great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
So Governor Whitmer made a pretty big statement here on the island by signing the auto no-fault package. When you came here the first year with Governor Snyder as Lieutenant Governor, it felt like a big deal. If you believe some of the people retelling it now, it was almost like Beyonce's homecoming, right? Like this, to that degree. Compare the ways that those two governors have used this conference, how Whitmer has gone about it this year, to how former Governor Snyder did.
Well, when we came up in 2011, it was on the heels of major tax reform, and it was tax reform that totally changed the landscape. And so in that sense, there was a lot of momentum. There was a lot of good feelings about, wow, something might actually be changing here. It looked like by that time, people knew that we were cruising toward getting the budget balanced, which seemed almost impossible to have that done in June. The idea that Governor Whitmer came this time and then signed a bill on the porch of the Grand Hotel, it was a little ironic, no fault and there's no cars here. But
That's true.
But the thing is that every media outlet practically in the state is here for this conference. And so it's a way really to take a victory lap, if you will, that something really big and important happened. Kind of that opportunity to talk about what you have accomplished and where you want to go from there, and do it in a way that there's this amplification of the message everywhere because every media outlet is here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that obviously reporters from Lansing, we cover exhaustively what goes on the island, but why should somebody, you know, sort of outside of this world care about what happens at the Mackinac Island Policy Conference?
Well, keep in mind, it is a business conference. People think about it like a political conference, and you guys are most interested in the politics that happens here. But there's a lot of business that happens, too. I mean, there are literally thousands of business people that gather here on the island at this time. And they all have their own agendas and meetings and business dealings. And they're making proposals and doing things that have nothing to do with the political world. A lot of really important people that are at the same place at the same time. In the course of 2 days, even though I'm not the lieutenant governor anymore, I do 40 meetings in 2 days.
Wow.
And talking about a wide range of issues. I still work on public policy issues, but I also work on business dealings as well. And there really is no other place where you can have this type of group of people all gathered together and get... It'd take me 6 months to have as many meetings with these particular people as I can do here at downstate.
Brian Calley, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back.